This is Rick Steves. I'm talking with Don George, the global travel editor of Lonely Planet, and we're sort of celebrating travel disasters with happy endings. Good travelers don't necessarily not have disasters. They just come home with at least happy memories from those little mishaps on the road. Did that make sense, what I just said? Did that make sense to
yes,
you?
Yes, it made sense.
Okay.
It did make sense. Yes.
Good travelers make mistakes, but generally they end up with happy endings. Okay. And Richard's on the line in Sacramento. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Rick.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you for taking it. My girlfriend and I were traveling through Spain this last summer, and this is my second time into Europe. Wonderful time. But everybody talks about how bad the trains are in Spain and how rude everybody is and everything else. And we were in Granada. No, we were in Cordoba, I'm sorry. And the only thing I had not been able to print off the computer when I made all my reservations was my reservation for the high-speed train to Madrid. And so we got to the station, and we were going through everything, and I'd printed everything out, and they couldn't find my reservations.
Oh, no.
And we're running back and forth from the reservation desk to the help desk and back and forth, back and forth. And nobody spoke English. Every time I said, anybody speak English? No. And my girlfriend spoke a little bit of Spanish. But by the end of it, they were able to find out that I had transposed one letter differently, and it was supposed to be a letter instead of a number. But they were just so helpful, and it was just so wonderful to find that kind of help in a foreign country.
That sure kind of warms up your feelings after you leave that experience, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, it was. They were wonderful people, and they just really helped. My girlfriend and I were just like, oh wow, you know, this is just so great.
It's frustrating when people want to help, but there is that language barrier sometimes. And I always try to remind Americans that you can't expect people to speak English. I used to take groups around France, and constantly people were upset with how, you know, unhelpful the postal clerks were in some small town in France. And I just had to remind them that small town French postal clerks are every bit as, you know, cheery, speedy, and multilingual as small town postal clerks are right here in the United States. And why that should be any different is beyond me. So I think with the right attitude, like apparently you and your partner had there, Richard, you meet people who want to help you out, and it all works out well in the end, doesn't it?
It does. It was a wonderful time.
All right. Thanks, Richard, for your call.
Hey, thank you for taking it.
You know, this is such an interesting issue, trusting people. And I remember coming back late one night in Barcelona after a lot of research for hotels and restaurants and so on. And I was walking back to my hotel, and a man fell into step with me. And Barcelona is just crawling with con artists. You know, it's one of the highest percentage ripoff places for tourists anywhere. After a long day of filming, I reminded my cameraman who was going to go out and have some fun, don't take your wallet with you. And he said, yeah, Rick. And he went out and he took his wallet and he got it picked off, you know. But I was walking back to my hotel. I was in a good mood, had a good day of work. And this guy said, hey, you know, senor, I'm your friend from the hotel. And he was acting like he worked at the hotel. And he's talking to me like he knew how to talk to me, he was the guy who gave him my key in the room. But he wasn't. Hmm. He knew how to get my trust that way.
Right.
And he said, I'm going to a sports bar. You come with me. And he was very aggressive. And I just did that gut trick that you're talking about. I didn't feel good about it.
Yeah.
And I went back to my hotel. And later on, it occurred to me, he didn't work at my hotel. He was just trying to gain my confidence by saying that.
Right. You have to be up on that sort of thing.
So many scams. They are smart.
They are smart. I do think the whole attitude is so incredibly important.
I remember one New Year's Day I spent hitchhiking across Shikoku, deeper and deeper into the mountains, trying to get across Shikoku. Everybody all day long was waving at me. It was lightly snowing, and they're all waving at me, and I'm waving back. And the traffic gets less, and the snow gets heavier, and I spend hours and hours hitchhiking, and I'll get on anything that moves in that direction. And finally, I realized they weren't waving at me. They were trying to say, road closed.
Oh, no.
Road closed. And I spent the better part of that day trying to get across Shikoku. And then I realized what they were all trying to tell me. And I just felt like a real fool.
Oops.
But it was a great memory. And I turned around and I worked my way back out of Shikoku.